Chapter 6, Sound and Spelling 1. Spelling regularity with vowels and consonants in pairs of related words. Silent consonants, spelling and pronunciation, readability of the language, the morphophonemic and phonological principles, irregular spelling in commonly used words, practical advantages of the English spelling system. Day 26. Why the G in sign?
English spelling is kind of crazy, don't you think?
What makes you say that, Patrick?
Because we can say something one way, but write it another.
Such as?
Okay, take the word bomb. Why the final B, since you don't pronounce it? Why not just B-O-M, like mom and Tom?
Well, what's another word for bomb?
Can't think of any.
What about bombard, bombardment, bombardier?
Oh, sure. But so what, Marta?
So what? Doesn't the existence of the related word bombard give us a clue for why we spell bomb with a final B?
Hadn't thought of that one. Probably an isolated example.
Oh yeah? Then what about crumb and the related crumble?
Could it be something about words with final B?
Think some more. How about, say, the word sign? Why the G? Why not S-I-N-E?
Ah, because there's a related word signal, I guess. And also, there's already a word sign, something to do with geometry.
Good point.
Are there still more examples like these?
You tell me. What about muscle? Why the silent C?
Okay, because we have muscular.
And condemn, him, damn. Why the silent N?
Condemnation, hymnal, damnation. And we already have the unrelated words him and damn.
Right on. Any comments so far?
Yeah, sign may be related to signal, but we still pronounce it like sign. Seems like we should spell it like we say it.
What about when we read it?
I guess if sign and sign mean different things, it maybe helps if they look different in print. When we have to read them, I mean.
Any further comments, Patrick?
Well, okay. So English spelling is a little less crazy than I thought, but it's still pretty crazy.
Think so? We'll take another look, but this should do for now.